Hey, what's up, guys? On this episode, me and my boy Jay are back again, and we are talking about manifesting and the positive and negative ways as to how it can impact your life. Always keep a focused and strong mindset, and always remember to speak positive things into existence and over yourself and those around you. Peace. Enjoy the episode.
Why you laughing for it, bro?
No, man.
Manifestation.
Yeah.
We gotta talk about it.
That's true.
We gotta talk about it, man. We gotta talk about how people who have a positive outlook and they positively manifest something.
Yeah.
It works in their favor. And like people like to sit back and be like, oh no, this person is mad lucky and this, that, and the third. No. That person manifests something.
True.
And they put in work and they put in effort, time, blood, sweat, tears, and they got to where they at. Nobody just, oh, I'm just lucky. $1 million just sat in my lap. Oh, I'm just lucky. You know, I just started 4 businesses and they all successful. Oh, I'm lucky. I'm driving 16 different cars. No. They manifest that stuff. Whether they spoke out on social media about it or whether they just wrote it down in a book, whether they manifest it every day they woke up and said it to themselves in their head, today I'm going to go get this money. Today I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go do that. They manifest it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it can go two ways. It can go both ways. People can manifest negative stuff too. You know what I mean? People can sit there and be like, man, today's not going to be like today going to be one of them days. I know I'm going to fight somebody. You already manifesting that somebody's going to set you off and you're going to get aggressive. You already manifesting negativity. You already manifesting a bad vibe, you know, and we got to break away from that.
Yeah, I know. For the positive portion of it, when you were talking about manifesting it on social media. So my cousin, who real estate stuff,
yeah,
real estate courses that we were looking at, when he first started everything, he was talking about how he showed a post that he had made from like, I want to say it was like 2013 or 2012.
Yeah.
And it had a Lambo in it with a private jet.
Okay.
And that was his screensaver that he had set, right? So at the time he didn't have that. And then he fast forwarded into last year,
yeah,
2020 time.
Okay.
Was when he got the Lambo and then got the PJ. He right. got the private jet. You right. know, so definitely for the positive side, I feel like when you start speaking things to yourself, you start telling yourself, I know I can complete this task. I know I can create this business. I know I can advance myself or forward myself and promote myself enough mentally,
yeah,
to where I can believe it, and to the point where you start to dream about it, write about it, and see it mentally.
Yeah,
like now you start getting into that point where you're seeing yourself there, and now you're just taking the steps each and every day to get there. But definitely on the negative side, it's been days where I come to work and I'm like, man, let me tell you something. Somebody say one thing to me.
You already
I'm
know.
Sending all of you to Pelican Bank. 23-hour lockdown.
Oh, man.
You know, so like.
That's how we doing it at work. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, we already waking up, coming to the job, and we like, man.
Another day.
Yeah, it's going to be that day. Today going to be that day. Like, yep. Motherfuckers going to set me off. They're going to say one wrong thing. They're going to tell me something. They're going to tell me to do something. And we already know, like, at the end of the day, whether we was positive or negative, that all of that stuff was going to happen. Somebody was already going to tell you something. Whether it was positive or negative, you manifesting something, somebody was going to tell you something. You're still going to have to do the work. You're still going to have to come in. So it's like, why continue to be negative about it? You know what I mean? Like, I'm a firm believer. I feel like negativity takes life off of your, like years off your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you continue to be negative, like just imagine, think of it like this, right? If you have a piece of tainted meat, right? And you got steak, like let's say you got steak and it's tainted. Like it's going to continue to to degrade the whole steak.
Yeah.
You're not gonna want to eat that. Yeah. But you got meat that's been like, let's say, like, you know, my favorite, Wagyu, right? Wagyu, mm-hmm. Wagyu beef. Like those, that process of how those cows and those, you know, animals were raised and stuff like that. Very positive. So the meat is, it tastes a whole lot better, tastes a little bit fresher, it's more yeah. softer and everything like that. You know, that's like how your life is pretty much. You know, yeah. if you sitting over here manifesting negative stuff, oh, you're gonna die soon. Like you're gonna die quick. Like yeah. you're gonna be out here in the streets like, man, fuck it, fuck everything. Like, I don't care about nothing, I don't care about this. And one day this is gonna happen to you. It's gonna be like, all right, well, you was negative. You know what I mean? You was in the wrong place at the wrong time, but that's because the negativity that you keep, you know, spilling out into the world brought you to that area.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you was a positive person, you'd never walk down a certain street. You'd never walk down a certain block or something like that, or you'd never be caught in a certain situation because you're always positive. So you already know how to move in this world.
Yeah.
You know, but
what's a moment that you had where you like manifested something over yourself, but you didn't really notice that you manifested it over yourself until you got it or you completed that task?
Ooh. I think when I bought my first car.
Yeah.
I think I bought my first car, man. An 01 Nissan Altima. And I was in college. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, man, I need a car. And I started thinking about this. I'm like, yeah, I'm working. I was like, that's cool. I'm working. And I'm like, I don't even know how much the car is going to cost me. I didn't look up the price of the car. I didn't look up, yeah. you know, how much, you know, all of this stuff was going to be, like mm-hmm. seats and all this stuff that I was trying to get for the car and everything like that. And I'm just like, but I do need a car. And I end up saving up some money. And what happened? We end up going to like this little, we knew this mechanic. This was down in, when I lived in Georgia.
Yeah.
We knew this mechanic and he took us to this little dealership area. You know what I'm saying? And, we ended up getting the 01 Altima, and God, I had like 4,000 at the time, like 4,500 at the time. And the guy was like, oh yeah, you know, this the car for you. This is the car for you. And I had already noticed the car when I got to the lot. And I was mm-hmm. like, dang, you know, that's crazy. Like this whole time I've been saying I need a car, whole time I've been working. And now like the moment is like right here. You're like, damn, I manifest this. I manifest me walking into a situation where I got the money, I got the backing. My mom had put it on her insurance, and I ended up getting a car, and I bought it for $3,800. Is what the guy.
You ain't even spend all your money.
All my money. $3,800 yeah. is what the guy gave us the car for, and I was like, "Dang, man! I hope it like, better have low mileage and all this stuff like that." So when we were looking at it, the shit said 125,000 miles.
Yeah,
and my mechanic, my mom's friend, the mechanic. You know, he was like, yeah, this is a solid car right here. You know, Altimas run long.
Yeah, they're gonna run forever.
They gonna run long forever. They gonna, you know what I'm saying? I was like, bet. And I had that car, man. And that car, it got me out of some jams. Like, yeah. I've drove that car on E.
Drove that car on E.
The meter is past the red line.
The meter past. That's when they tell you, man, know your car.
Hey, I've driven that car on E, and I was like, damn, man, get me home. Just get me home, and yeah. I promise I'll never do this again. And they got me home, and I was like, yeah. But, yeah, manifesting that situation, I think yeah. it wasn't the car itself. It was just the situation.
Just getting yourself through that moment.
Like, yeah.
Seeing yourself, envisioning yourself, really, like, going there, seeing something you like, and yeah. being able to get it.
Yup. And then, so my car got totaled. My sister was driving it. So my first deployment, my car got totaled.
Yeah.
Right. You know, my sister walked away scratch free. That car was fucked up. I was like, damn, yo, my first deployment, I'm over here, I'm overseas, I'm in Bahrain. And I'm like, now I got to go buy a whole new car and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about it until I got back. Like, how I was at home. And I just couldn't maneuver around.
Mm.
And one day I just woke up and I said, no, I was in Virginia. I was in Norfolk and I had a rental. I had a Mazda 3 rental. And I was like, I'm gonna get me one of these cars, man. And I had a rental. I drove from Virginia to New York to go visit my family that time. I drove from Virginia down to Georgia, but I had the Mazda 3 going to New York. And I was like, man, this car is nice. I like the features on the car, everything like that. And I said to myself, I was like, yo, I'm gonna get me one of these cars. Fast forward, January 2017. I never forget this day. January 23rd, 2017, right?
Yeah.
Freaking, I'm at home now. It's been over a month. I ain't got no car. I can't maneuver around the city. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you just got back home?
And I just got back home. You know what I'm saying? Homies hit me up. You already know. You know what I'm saying? Conyers is already far away, so nobody want to come out there. All my friends is in Decatur. They like, bro, we got to come out there. They go get you, and then drive back this way, then they go drive back that way. And I was like, motherfucker, come pick me up. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, dang, man. So I went hunting for a car. And I walked into the Mazda dealership, and I remember this one dude was telling me, I said, I want to walk away with this car off the lot, $28,000. He said, hell no. He tried to charge me $33,000. I said, I'm not paying that. He said, you ain't never going to get this car for that price and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I was manifesting. I was giving out positive vibe. I'm going to find a place because there's multiple dealerships in Georgia that sell Mazda.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to find a place. Don't worry about it. I said, boom. That day, I got knocked down. Next day, woke back up, hit my homeboy up. He's a state trooper. He's like, I'll roll with you. We went to the Jim Ellis in Marietta.
Yep.
Went to that dealership. I walked in there. This guy named Jim, just ironically, named Jim, right? He looked at me. Ironically, his name was Jim. Okay. Right. So he looked at me. He's like, well, yeah, what can I do you for? I said, man,
I'll help this slave out.
I said, hey, cool. What's up? I said, you got it. I was like, man, I need a car. Yeah. I said, I had a Mazda 3, and I said, I like the features on the car, but I want a big boy. I want a big boy car. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's certain models that's built for the young guys, and then that's built for the grown men. And I was like, I want the big boy one. He was like, all right, bet. So he started showing me around. He showed me the Mazda 6. I said, he's like, well, what's your price range? I said, I'm going to tell you this, Jim. I said, I want to walk away with this car, $28,000 off the lot. He said, $28,000. I said, yeah. He said, all right, we'll call you up. He said, you going to finance it through us? I said, no, my bank. He said, all right, do this, do that. Set up the paperwork, blah, 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 blah. He said, I'm going to tell you this straight up. I don't get commission off of this. He's like, I don't get commission. I was like, what? That's odd. He's like, I don't get commission. I said, okay. I bought that car, $28,300 and something. I got the car for in 2017, a Mazda 6, 5 miles on the car, heated seats, all automatic windshield wipers, automatic headlights, sunroof, leather seats,
full package.
I had the full package for that. It was a touring edition. I had a full package, and that was with the taxes included, because I got the car for 25. With the taxes, it came up to like 28 and some change. Yeah. I told him, I said, this is what I want to walk away with. And he said, okay. And I remember signing that paperwork, and I told my homeboy to take a picture of me. And I remember signing that paperwork, and I was like, yo, I really just walked in here and just said, I got what exactly I was putting out there.
Yeah.
I got exactly that. And that when I knew, like, you know, you put your mind to some shit, can't nothing stop you
at all.
That dude that was trying to tell me I wasn't gonna get it for 28, I drove right past the dealership and I walked over there and I said, what's up, man? I'm dead serious, bro. You know where I'm from.
No,
the Harlem came out of me, bro. I drove right past the dealership. I said, what's up, man? I said, you still selling cars over here? I was like, well, shit, you just missed this sale right here. And I just bought this one. He's like, I bet you they hit you over the head for it. I was like, bro, I walked off the lot, $28,000. He said, ain't no way. I said, call up Jim at Jim Ellis Mazda. And that motherfucker was salty as hell. And then, so then one of the dude's managers came over and was like, what was that? Whatever, because I said, your man's just lost the sale because he ain't want to give me what I want. So they had my number. And so they called me.
Trying to give you a lower rate.
They said, look, you can still return that car back. Yeah. You can come back and buy us. The financial department, we can take care of you, blah, blah, blah. I said, no. Nope. I said, that dude right there was the one who lost y'all the sale. And I, at that point, I didn't give a shit whether they fired him or kept him. I said, the problem was he was being negative.
Yeah.
And he was trying to impose that negativity on me. And it cost him a sale. Me being positive got a sale for what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I said, that's when I knew. Like, this shit is for real, for real. Like, you can really be out here manifesting your life like how you want it to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People who sit back and think to themselves and say, yo, you know what? I want to be a singer. All right. You're not just going to wake up one day and record a song and be like, and be like, yeah, you're the next Mariah Carey. No, that's not happening. You know what I'm saying? Or the next Beyonce. That's not happening. But you start taking these classes that's going to help your vocals and stuff like that. You put in the hours. You work a job and you pay for the studio time and you hit up the right producers and shit like that. You do that and you manifest and you continue to manifest like, I'm going to be a singer. I'm going to be a singer. And it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be seeing some of these people nowadays who rap and sing and shit like that. I'm like, how are you? Like, yeah. How are you in the industry?
I can drop a mixtape harder than that? You know what I'm saying?
But that's not something that I manifested,
that's
though.
That's not what I want.
That's not what I want. Right. It's what they wanted. And that's why they are there. They didn't get lucky. They made it happen. Yeah. They made it happen.
I feel like for the most part, for myself, I honestly didn't start realizing certain things until, you know, as I got older. So for myself, the way that my past manifestations were with either, you know, accomplishments or I can say accomplishments with like going out and purchasing something, or even just literally like just getting a certification or a job or a certain position, it didn't happen intentionally like by me at first.
Yeah.
It was as if like, it was almost as if like, okay, it's trickled through my mind, but it just stayed in my mind. You know, I didn't come out and be like, yeah, I want this, that, and the third.
Right.
It stayed in my mind. I had a dream about it. Then I had another dream about it. And then it was like, it happened. So now that it's happened, I got to make sure that I'm the best damn person doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like manifestation, when it comes to that, is the same, but it's different for each person.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is, all right, how you said that you knew what you wanted. You knew you needed a car.
Yeah.
You knew you wanted a car. You knew what vehicle you wanted. And you also told and spoke over yourself how much you were going to spend. And sure enough, you were destined and determined to not do anything until you got that, right?
Yeah.
So that's how it works for you. For me, I'll see it. Then I work on, okay, what do I need to do to get to this?
Okay.
Right? So after because it's like if it gets installed in my head, right? It goes into this like small safety storage locker type thing.
Right.
And I have been done forgot about it and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
To the point to where I can't even recollect it at the time.
Yeah.
I can't even think about it at the moment. So then after that, it'll just come to me in a dream or a vision. Like I'm asleep or I'm in like a dozed state of mind.
Right.
And next thing, right after I started seeing it and envisioning it, boom, it just hits. And then once that ball start rolling, oh, it's not stopping. It's not going to stop because we're going to keep churning with it now.
Right.
And now it's like I've gotten this motivation to go and achieve this goal or this vision that I had that won't be stopped until I accomplish it.
So, I definitely think like, when you dream something and you dream it multiple times, it's something to look into.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if you wasn't actually thinking about it, because like sometimes you'll have like a thought and it'll cross your mind and boom, it's just gone. You know what I'm saying? Like you'd be like, all right, I ain't paying no attention to that. But when you start dreaming something, like you can see yourself in a certain light, I think you should look into that. You know what I'm saying? I used to think I wanted to be a chef. And when I was growing up, you know, I used to say, man, I used to love cook. I love cooking food. I love cooking. I love cook food. I love cooking food. My specialties personally are baking and grilling. So those are my two things. I love to grill. I love to bake. I love to grill and bake. And I used to say to myself, yeah, I want to be a chef. 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 And then I started looking at the hierarchy of the things that I want in life.
Yeah.
And it was, I didn't want to just cook at the restaurant. I wanted to own the restaurant. Right. And you know, sometimes you have certain chefs that own their restaurant and stuff like that. But then my mind switched. It wasn't more so I want to be a culinary specialist and then, or culinary specialist, a CS.
Nah,
it wasn't like I wanted to be a,
I get what you're saying.
You know, like that dude to be up in the kitchen cooking and everything like that and doing all that stuff. I wanted to own the restaurant. And, you know, more and more I'm starting to dream business stuff, like the next big thing. Like, how can I get my hands on it? You know, educate.
Yeah.
That's something that I've heard, like, you know, a few people say is like, you got to make sure you're educating yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
On what you want.
Nowadays, you got people, the younger generation.
Yeah, you old.
I'm gonna take a play out of your cousin's book, man. You the youngest old head I know. you got like people who you know, they hip to the new stuff. And people who are a little bit older than me are getting left out. They not knowing what this is, you know what I'm saying, as far as technology and stuff like that and business and stuff. But I still have like that mindset to be like, all right, I want to dive into this. I want to educate myself on that. And I'm just starting to dream about it more and more.
Yeah.
And I just see like it's starting to, like being out here made me realize more and more like this is what my mind is starting to manifest. My thoughts are starting to manifest this idea, this seed in my head. And it's just like, yo, do this. This is what you want to do. This is what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So slowly and surely, I'm starting to manifest certain things, like as far as like business and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like where I want to see my life in the next 5 years.
Of course.
Like, yeah, of course, you know, the traditional way would be to get a job with a great pension. And so that way, when you retire, you can retire and live comfortably and stuff like that. But there's something that this millionaire had told me at my job one time. And this was a while back. And he said, you know what stopped me from doing that? He said, I thought to myself, why sit there and work for somebody and put a few dollars away every month or every year to get my money back later in life when I can make my own pension?
Yeah.
And he owns a winery. He owns a winery and he owns a wine store and everything like that. And he said, this is my pension right here. My business is my pension. He's like, there's always going to be a need for wine. There's always going to be a need for alcohol and liquor and all that. There's always going to be a need for that. And he's like, so I don't ever see myself going out of business. He's like, this is my pension. And I said, damn, I didn't even think about it like that. You know what I mean? Manifest you not selling yourself short. Manifest you going above and beyond what you think you can go.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We tend to get afraid of what we could be. We fear what we could be.
Scared to take that jump.
You know what I'm saying? Because we know
to take that jump.
We know when we do get it, we like, fuck, I got it. Damn.
Yeah.
What's next? You know what I'm saying? Like, now that I'm here, what do I do? You know what I'm saying? So like, you think you're not ready for it, but the whole time you've been prepping yourself for where you want to be at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been prepping myself. Like, go back to that car. I've been prepping myself for that car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I already knew, like, damn, man, I don't want to be home anymore. I don't want to just sit at home and not do nothing and can't go nowhere and can't just maneuver.
For sure.
Like, I've been prepping myself, like, yo, I'm going out. I'm going to get that car. I'm going to pay the price that I want to pay.
You got to make it happen.
I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
And I did that. And now that I got the car, I'm like, bet, where do I go now?
Where
like,
we going?
Like, where we going? What we doing?
What up, though?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm that's just what I that's just what I'm just, you know, constantly doing right now is, yeah. is just envisioning a better for myself.
Yeah.
And trying not to be afraid of where it would take
in that leap and where yeah. you got to go, where you're going to go with it.
Right.
I know it was this one time, right? So I was out, I met this guy, you know, we were out and he started talking to me about stuff. So once he said he knew me, saw me somewhere on social media and stuff. And so we spoke for a little minute. And so while we were talking, he was expressing how he's 21, 22 at the time of the conversation, right?
Yeah.
And just graduated from Georgia Tech. Cool. Dope. Got a job paying him six figures right out the bat.
Yeah.
How rare that happened? You know, so he, yeah. you know, he understands that he was placed in a situation to where it doesn't happen often,
right?
You know, to where immediately right off the bat, you jump into your, or what your, you thought was your goal or dream goal or dream job.
Right.
You know, so he said he always saw himself making six figures yeah. from the time that he, freshman year of high school. Said he always saw himself making six figures, if not more.
Yeah.
So he set his minimum standard at six figures, right? But he said he doesn't like his job. He doesn't like the fact knowing that he's working for somebody who's a multimillionaire.
Right.
This guy walks into the office and everybody, like, they clench up because they know that whenever he walks into the office, somebody going home
Damn.
With no return.
Damn.
So, you know, every time he walks into the office, they cringing, you know what I'm saying?
Fired on your day off, Chris.
Yeah. Fired on your day off. Yeah. So he's like, man, he's tired of having that fear, you know, or that moment of knowing that he's expendable.
Yeah.
But also like, damn, this man could just be having a bad day and come in here and ruin my life
right.
just because of his bad day. So he was like, I want to get into entrepreneurship. I want to start my own business. We sat there and talked for like maybe 30, 45 minutes. He told me his plan. In less than 10 minutes, he told me his plan. Everything else was just us talking back and forth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So in the midst of that conversation, I said, all right, so if you have you know you have your plan. You know what you want to do. You know you have a layout. You know you can do this. So why haven't you done it? This man said, literally, because I'm afraid. He said, I'm afraid of what my parents are going to say
yeah.
because I'm still young. I'm 21, 22 years old. He said, I'm afraid of the women that I'm going to lose. And I'm like, okay, I get that part. 21, 22 years old. Think about that.
Yeah, you're 21.
21, 22.
Making come six on, figures.
You making six figures?
Your mom and dad is already happy. They're like, happy shit, you making six job. Figures. We can retire. You can throw up. You can kick you back can some your, money.
We won't have to give you no you money.
Know you know what I'm saying?
You're doing your thing.
You're doing your own thing. The yeah. women is like, shit, you got six figures. He probably thinking like, oh, I'm going to get this kind of girl or whatever case
yes. is. Exactly.
But the whole time he afraid and it's holding him back.
He don't even like the life that he got.
Yeah,
he literally say he doesn't like his lifestyle right now, bro. Yeah. And the man only works 7 hours a day. He said if he work over 40 hours in a week, he getting overtime, bro. Yo.
what's time and a half on a million?
Bro, exactly.
What's time and a half on a million?
So like, and I didn't go into depth as to far as asking him what he does. Pretty yeah. sure some do engineering. I mean, yeah. of course, Georgia Tech, engineering, yeah. whatever. Cool. So I told him, I said, okay, so number one, you're afraid of your parents, how they're going to view you. Number two, you're afraid to lose women. All right, what's your third thing? He said, man, honestly, I'm afraid that I'm going to stop myself from reaching my max potential. And so I had to sit there and I had to think about it for a minute. I'm like, bro, I told him, I was like, bro, for most people, you've already hit the peak.
Yeah.
At half of their age. Like you got people
at
that's
a quarter of their age.
Yeah. You got people that's 30, 40, 50, 60 trying to just hit their six figures for the first time.
You know what I'm saying?
And you get your first job. He said, man, I ain't never worked before for real, like for no job or nowhere,
yeah.
up until I graduated college. And I jumped right into a six-figure position. So your first job, you making six hundred racks?
Yeah.
Or at least six figures, you know. Damn. So like, yeah, exactly, right? So
out the gate. School paid off already.
School is done.
That's it, school done.
He said he had a full ride off of academics.
Damn.
Son. But see, this is the thing though. So how I looked at that moment, opportunity. I'm gonna tell you exactly how I broke it down to him. He said his parents told him that they were not paying for school, although they were more than capable of paying for his school.
Okay.
They told him that they were not going to pay for his college, his freshman year of high school. He said at that moment, he already knew what he wanted to be at that time. He said he knew what college he wanted to go to. He knew what he planned on doing, what he felt like was going to be his calling, all of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So he said from that moment on, he said, I realized I had to depend on myself because parents are already telling me they're not going to pay for my schooling.
Right.
So if I got to take out financial aid, I got to do that. I got to get these student loans. I got to do that because I know where I'm going to school at. He said he ensured himself that he was going to get a degree. And after graduating high school, he was going to have a degree, but also maintain a minimum of a 3.9 GPA in high school. He said his junior year, his GPA dropped to a 3.5. So, yeah. So he ended up taking early college class. Now, 3.5 ain't bad. You know what I'm saying? You still way above average by almost a whole point.
Yeah, 3.5.
You know, so yeah, he's still good. But he said he made sure that he was doing all of these other academics and stuff to accelerate himself so that way he could, you know, get the academic scholarships and all that to go to Tech. So he went to Tech, did his thing, magna cum laude, graduate. Boom. Out the gate, got the job. So I told him, I said, so far you've done everything that you said you were going to do, correct?
Yeah.
He said, yeah. I said, all right, so you're afraid of what your parents are going to think, right? He said, yeah, that's my main concern, honestly. I told him, I said, well, when they told you that they were not going to pay for your college, what was your concern about them then? He said, I wasn't concerned about them at all. I was so focused on making sure that I did what I needed to do to ensure that I got a full ride that I didn't think about them. I was thinking about myself. I said, okay, then. So they already out of the equation.
Okay.
You've already done everything you needed to do. You just keep that same fire in your ass to make sure that you don't let you down. Because they've already lived their life. They already have their accomplishments, right?
Right.
So what you do does not fall onto them. That falls on you. This is just basic parts of being a man.
Yeah.
Step number two, his fear of losing women. I said, bro,
women gonna be there.
Yeah.
Women gonna be there.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Women gonna be there regardless.
There's women that's gonna love you for who you are, whether you got a dollar or 10,000.
Exactly. I know bums with many, many women.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey. They got many women.
We
do. They ain't got no car.
Yeah.
No house.
None of that. But they still get around.
But he got women, though.
Yeah.
Come on now. How many women we know that got men or a child by a man who don't have no job, no vehicle, and living with his mom?
Right.
Exactly.
We know them.
So that's going to come regardless. And it's going to be even more once you take that time off from the game and you sit back and chill and handle your business. And you're going to start accumulating more money, right?
Yeah.
So I told him that. That's what I said straight up to him. The third part, I said the fear of you not getting to that level that you know you can proclaim, you've already answered your question to your fear right there. Because your fear is going to eat at you so much that you never let yourself down, which kind of ties back into the first thing. So I told him, I was like, so understand this. What I mean by that is you have that fear. You know you can't let yourself down. You're going to ensure that at whatever happens, whether you get the worst news of your life in this day, you're going to make sure that the next day you come back twice as hard. Right?
Yeah.
So you're never going to allow yourself to fail because of that fear. Fear is good.
Fear is good.
Fear is good.
Because it motivates. Sometimes, it depends on the person too.
Yeah,
fear can motivate somebody. Fear can,
oh, yeah.
fear can like put another gear in a person.
Mm-hmm.
Fear can make you like you know, being from New York, everybody got a fear of losing a job. That's why they say, oh yeah, you know, every New Yorker's always got multiple jobs and stuff like that. Because, yeah, at the end of the day, that fear of not being able to pay their rent, you know what I'm saying?
That rent or, crazy.
New York ain't cheap.
Crazy, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Fear of not being able to pay your rent, eat, do, you know, go out and enjoy yourself is what's going to drive people to work hard. And, yeah, everyday thing, right? So fear puts another gear in certain people. Sometimes fear holds you back. Based off of the person, it all depends on the person, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes a strong person to be like, yo, I'm going to take this fear, I'm going to bottle this up, and I'm going to just drink this, and I'm going to just let this motivate me to give me the fuel to even go harder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to let myself down. Then you got some people who do the same thing, right? They drink that fear, and they're like, nah, man, I can't do it. I'm going to just let this shit just sit in my system. Let it
take over.
Just let it just take over, right?
Yeah.
You can't do that. Can't do that. That dude, like, if that's not what you want to do, if that's not what you want to do in life, right? Make up a plan. Say, yo, you know what? Six-figure job. It pays pretty well. All right. But in the meantime, I'm going to use this opportunity to start something different. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody that's 21 can sit there and be like, yeah, I got a six-figure job. Right out of college.
Not everybody that's 30 getting shit. Like 40.
Right, you know? About that. So let that be your motivation. Take that fear and let that be your motivation to start something new. Yo, mom and dad, I know you guys want to see me get a six-figure job and work and do this and sit in this little small bubble, but that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
But I did work. I saved. I did my research and my thing and this.
And investing and all
I'm
that.
Investing. Yeah. And I got money aside and everything like that. But this is what I want to do with my life. This is where I want to see my life going. And then you can do that until you tell that job that you work, that you got out of college and they gave you six figures. You say, oh, you know what? Thank you for this opportunity, but I quit.
Yep.
And you just put yourself in a whole situation.
Drop that letter, dog.
Yeah, you put yourself in a whole situation where you like, yo, I'm now my own boss making six figures. I'm not working for that guy making six figures anymore. I don't got to worry about nobody coming into the office and being like, let me see if I'm gonna fire Tim today. I'm gonna fire
Brad.
Brad gonna get fired. Like, nah, you don't got that fear over your shoulder anymore. You know what I'm saying? The only fear that you have is, damn, I'm not making enough. Damn, I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing it this way. Let me go ahead and better what it is that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to lose this motivation that I have. Let that be the fear that you have.
Yeah. And see what I feel like is when, now I'm not saying like, take this moment and then you just be like, you know what? I'm ready to be my own boss right now.
Yeah,
let me go quit my job.
Hell no. We did not tell you dumbass to go quit your job
and you ain't have a plan B.
That's not what we telling you.
You have to have, how I like to move in life, right? I like to have me a plan A, B, C, and that emergency route is D, which is meaning that it's the last thing I want to be doing, but I know I got to do it, right? Because there are going to come times where you might have to do some things you don't want to do in order to enable your success or activate your success, I'll say, right? But so how I look at it is this. For that time being, while you're working on your job and you know you want to become your own boss, take that time to start stacking. Go ahead, create you a budget. Go ahead, create what you need to do so that way you still pay your bills. You still are able to save as well. So create you a whole separate savings account so where you got you an emergency savings and then your business savings. Even if that means you as a man or a female, you got to take on an extra job. Okay, so be it. That's how much energy you have to let this stuff build up in you have. Right. Because if you don't let that motivate you or have that energy within you or installed in you, then you're not going to be able to do it regardless of if you're coming from a six-figure job or a one-figure job.
Yeah.
You know, the way you're making $9 an hour. But even then, if you go get you two $9 jobs, two jobs that pay $9 an hour.
$9. He said two $9
jobs.
$9 jobs.
Two jobs that pay you $9 an hour. Now you're making $18 an hour.
Yeah.
You know, but like, and yes, of course, that's going to mean you don't get as much rest.
Know your worth, people.
You got to know your worth.
You gotta know your
and
worth.
I spoke on that a minute ago. Like, maybe I want to say like maybe a month ago, to where I was talking about, you have to, or you can't just walk into a job and be like, hey, I'm demanding this much.
You gotta
But you only doing, all right, say I'm demanding y'all pay me $85,000 a year.
Yeah.
But you doing $50,000 a year work.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta go in there, show them your worth. And then after, it's not even gonna come in like a month, a week, a year, or 2 years. It's gonna take a little time for people to understand that you're dependable.
Yeah.
And how much you value and how much you are an asset to what you're doing. For you to be able to name your price.
I definitely think, like, I think when you do have an interview, though, you should always want to know, for this position, what is the salary?
Yeah. Right?
If I apply to be,
I'm not gonna apply for nothing if I don't know that salary.
If I apply to be the manager of, let's say, McDonald's,
yeah,
and you know they say, oh, managers start off at, you know, 50,000. And I tell them, well, I understand that you guys start managers off at 50,000, but if you take a look at my resume, I've managed two McDonald's in the past. At the same time, I was a manager for a Chick-fil-A, also being a manager for a Popeyes. And I managed all four of these restaurants at the same time. I think I'm worth way more than 50,000. Where is your cap at? And they say, well, our cap is at 60,000. Well, I think we need to talk about putting me at 60,000.
Yeah.
That's where my worth is, because guess what? I've managed a McDonald's before. I've done two McDonald's at the same time. I've done two McDonald's and other restaurants at the same time. So my worth is now up there, and they know what kind of man. And that's where they like, you know what? They're going to tell you, you know what? You're right. We can give you that 60. Or You're just too overqualified. You're too
valuable. Now that's happened. I've gotten that before. You're overqualified for the position.
I try to work. I remember when I was in I had just got out of high school, right? So I had just got out of high school. You know, shout out to Rockdale County High School. I had just got out of high school and I was trying to work a job. I forgot where I was trying to work. I applied. And I remember getting an email that said, thank you for applying. We took the opportunity to look over your resume and your qualifications and this and that. And it was like, but unfortunately, you are just overqualified for this position. We can recommend this position for me. They try to offer me a different position. And I was like, man, I don't see myself doing this long term. It was just something that I wanted to do.
You knew you needed a job.
I knew I needed a job at the time. I knew I needed something. And I know if I would have took the other position that they offered me, it would have required me putting in more time into that. And I was like, that's not where I wanted my time to go. You know what I mean? And I turned it down. So it's okay to be overqualified and still turn something down.
Yeah.
It's okay, you know what I mean, to still be like, because that to me was like a boost of my ego. I was like, damn, I was overqualified for that. I was like, all right, you know what?
Bet. I'm simmering myself down. Hold on.
I'm gonna go somewhere else and try to see, you know what I'm saying? Like the same thing, but just a different position at another location and see what's up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Am I really this overqualified? And it happened. I was like, all right.
Yeah, so like I take moments like that as, you know, you recognizing who you are.
Yeah.
I spoke on in the past about simmering yourself down. A lot of us see ourselves, and to fit into a certain situation, majority of society nowadays is going to cut themselves down. Or if you base it like alcohol, right? That's how I think I did it the first time. Okay. Basing it like alcohol. All right, this person here who ordered this shot of 1942 Don Julio, who doesn't really drink tequila but got the money to spend, so they trying to make a notice.
Yeah.
You know, just add a little shot of club soda in there for me too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they're simmering down the alcohol.
Right.
Okay. So why is it that as people, for certain positions, just because we feel that we are in the need to, we need a job right now. We need this right now. We got to have extra income right now. Why do we simmer ourselves down?
We just accept it.
Why are you accepting that? When you know that you could be getting this job for 50, 60, 70,000, why are you applying for a $30,000, $40,000 job? You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And so it comes times when you have to understand. And even if you already on the job, just for the simple fact of trying to fit in with people. Because the people we work with right now, I can tell you, I 100% know 99.8% of the time or of the people that are here with us right now, I do not fit in with them.
Yeah.
I'm not about to simmer myself down for nobody.
Right.
I know who I am.
That's how I am too. I tell people this all the time. I'm in my own lane. I'm no competition to nobody here.
Nobody.
I'm only competing with the dude yesterday I was. That's who I'm competing with. The person that I was yesterday.
Exactly.
I'm not competing with nobody else. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, when I start watching what you're doing, I'm fucking up.
Yep.
I'm fucking up.
You done made a mistake.
I made a mistake. Somebody caught me slipping. And it's happened in the past. You learn from those situations. It happened in the past. But when you realize who you are and the person that you want to become, and you realize like you are not competing with nobody else but yourself, that's when you start to do better, because you're just saying, I just want to be better than myself from yesterday. And then you have people who are going to look at you now and they're going to be like, well, damn, JT doing this, you know what I'm saying? And JT doing that. How can I get like him?
Put me on, bro. Put me on.
They're going to either be like, put me on, or they're going to envy you.
Like to the max extent.
Right. And it's happened. I've seen it. You know, I'm good at what I do. I'm good at my job out here and stuff like that. And people see that and then they sit there and they be like, oh, yo, more doing this or Jay doing this. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I actually did this. Why y'all watching me like that close? You know what I'm saying? Like y'all want me to mess up. Like y'all. You know what I'm saying? So people do pray on you.
Yeah, people lurking. They praying on you. That's the perfect word. They praying on you. They waiting for you to mess up.
People pray on your downfall. People want you to fail, just so that somebody else, when you fail, they can put somebody else in a situation who wasn't doing as good, but it's their person. You know what I mean? And you can't do that. You got to continue to always manifest. Yo, I'm just keep doing what I'm doing. Keep doing my job. Keep being better than myself. And then once that happens, you're going to see, like, yo, results are there. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, for the most part, that people don't understand fully the things that they cause when it comes back to the totality of this entire conversation.
Yeah.
Manifestation.
Right.
If you can see yourself doing something, you can damn sure achieve it.
Yeah.
And if you can't see yourself doing something, even if it's something that other people see inside of you already, because that commonly happens, where people see what you are capable of before you see it yourself.
Right.
So when you run into that wall to where you may have somebody looking at you like, man, this person here can be great at this shit.
Yeah.
But they don't see it in themselves. That's when you start to run into those battles.
Yeah.
That's when you run into those issues of having somebody who you know can do a damn good job in a certain position or at a damn boss, their own boss, running their own business, corporation, or whatever the case may be. Or just being a damn manager.
Yeah.
Whatever. But when they don't understand it within themselves, that's when there becomes a miscommunication and a fall off. There becomes a slope. But overall, like we've talked about manifesting the positive and the negatives and how it can vary and change your life, how it's brought changes to our life and how we were able to sought out and see new frames and pictures of our own lives, you know, and I guess primarily with everything that we saw, everything that we spoke on, that we've went through for our own trials and tribulations and have witnessed in others, we were, you know, we just gave a basic breakdown of that and how it worked out for ourselves and for the years to come and for others as well, you know, so.
Yeah, man.
Well, with that, we're going to wrap it up. It's always good to come out and speak with everybody, you know, and just get to talk and communicate with one another, you know, and it's always dope to link up. So
That's you already it. Know. Till next episode.
Exactly. Peace.